Now we reach to the Shampakaju lineage. And Shampakaju lineage is actually, why it is a Kaju? Because Marpakaju is also Kaju, Shampakaju is also Kaju. So it is out of the eight lineage of Vajrayana Buddhism. It is not out of the four major and the eight junior Kaju lineage, not from that. That is the all related with Marpakaju. So this is Shampakaju. Why it is Kaju? Because it is coming from the same source, the Buddha Vajradhara. So therefore, the source is same. And the original great master of Tibet, who brought the Shampakaju lineage into Tibet, is Kedub Chungpa Nanjur. And he, at the beginning part of his life, his practice was mixture of Penpo and the Nyingma practice. And then he went to India, and he met with two main great enlightened master. One is Niguma, another one is Sukhasiddhi. Both are enlightened yogini. Both of them are person and yogini, enlightened female enlightened master, and equal to Telopa, Naropa, etc. And then beside them, the Chungpa Nanjur claims that he have 13 great master and four root guru and 150 enlightened and learned masters from whom he received all the transmissions. So he had tremendous amount of transmission. And now, core of this transmission is related with Judelanga, the five tantric deity. And this is He Vajra, Chakrasambara, Guhya Samaja, Mahamaya, and Yamantaka. These are the main, the five deities and five tantra. Now, the first, He Vajra, its main Dzogrim was Tummo. Tummo, all of this I told you before so many times, so I don't have to repeat. And then Chakrasambara, the essence was the union, practice of union essence. And then Guhya Samaja is Sangwan Dupa in Tibetan. My Sanskrit is not good. Sometimes I make mistake. And that is illusory body and clear light, the essence. And Mahamaya, the essence was dream yoga. And the activity, the essence activity is the essence of the Yamantaka. So through this practice, he attained enlightenment, and he built his, he established his seat in central Tibet, and the area is called Tsang, and Tsang in the Yeru area, and in the Yeru Shang area, in the Shang, the Shangzhong, the main place, Shangzhong. So there he established his Dharma seat. Therefore, it became Shangpa Kaju because of Shang Shangzhong. And the life story of Kedub Chungpa Nanjur says that he lived 150 years. So that is what the life story say. And the teaching of the Shampakaju lineage is the intellectual and dialectic and practice, meditation. So three. Now, the intellectual teachings, intellectual not in a sense of just dualistic intellectual, but intellectual teaching with the lineage, with the blessing. So for that, It is all the sutra and as well as the main main texts are such as Madhyamaka and Abhidhamma. And then also the all aspects of tantras are taught in four levels. That is outer, inner, secret, and secret of the secret. So in the four way. And the dialectics, it is based on the seven pramana text. So the Namdil and the Namnye and the Riktik, three of them are like main body of the pramana. And then Jujin Drupa, Tensik Thepa, and Dharvatapa, Tsubiripa, four of them like the limbs of the pramana. So it makes the whole body of the pramana. And then practice, actually, the first like a cause, the base, the paramita practice, and then the second, the result, the fruition, the tantric practice, which is known as golden dharma. And golden dharma also, the essence of the golden dharma of Shangpa is Judelanga, the five tantric deities. And now this is described in a with the example of a tree. So the root of the tree is six yoga of Niguma. And the trunk of the tree is Mahamudra. The branch of the tree is applying everything as a path. So that is Lama, path of Guru, path of deity, part of everything as the manifestation of Dharmakaya. So that is the branch. And the flower, the two aspects of Vajravarahi. One is white Kachuma, one is another is red Kachuma. And then the fruition, the fruit of the tree, the fruition is free of death and free of fault. Fault, like you're going somewhere and instead of going on the right way, then you miss the road and get to the another place. So that is chupa. So no chupa. That means no mistake. So accurate. So that is how the practice is described. And now the lineage, continuation of the lineage of the Shambhakaju, which is actually the essence of the teaching, which is unbroken from the Lord Buddha Shakyamuni all the way down to Niguma. Then Niguma and Sukhasiddhi have received directly from the Vajradhara, just like the Lopa. So this lineage of transmission, then Kedu Chungpo Nanjur have received. And Chungpo Nanjur had so many disciples, enlightened disciples, but out of them, which are most well known, are six of them. Five known as earlier sons, and then one, five earlier sons, and one later son. So the five earlier sons are Miutunpa, Yorpo Jamoche, Ngutun Rinwang, Latu Kunchumbang, Shangam Chu Sing. So this five person. And the first person's main transmission was wisdom, the trunk. And then the second person's main transmission was the kind of urge to benefit other, like some aspect of bodhicitta, that is like a branch. And then the third person's main transmission was the compassion, which is like the leaf. And the fourth person's main transmission was loving kindness, which is like a flower. And then the fifth person's main transmission was clear light, which is like the heart of the flower, like the core of the flower. And then the one later son, that was Mokchopa Rinchen Chundu. So his transformation was fruition, illusory body, and dream. So this is how the transformation of lineage is entrusted by Khetri Chungpa Nanjur to his disciples. And then there is many enlightened masters such as Wenten Chergangpa, Sanjin Nyentenpa, Rungun Tenpa, etc. And also their disciple, three known as three most learned and most enlightened, that is Tsangten and Samding Yonutrup and Jakchen Jarwambum. So these three are known as three most learned and enlightened. So that way the lineage is transmitted and continued up to today. Now I was telling a few things about Shambhakaju because my lineage where I belong is lineage of Marpakaju and Shambhakaju both. So, therefore, I have to say a few things about it. How did it happen? Ninth Thai Situ Pema Nyingchi Wangpo recognized Jamgun Kongtrul Lodo Thaye and enthroned him. And Jamgun Kongtrul Lodo Thaye was emanation of Manjushri as well as Buddha Nambaran Thangze. And he was a great enlightened master by birth. As Jamgun Kongtrul, then he have done a tremendous service for the entire humanity, I will say, but for Buddhism. Because if it is not for him, the Shambhakaju lineage might not be there today, because it was about 200 years by now, not exactly 200, but around that. And even that time, it is almost gone. So he have to go many places to find the transmission of these lineages. Not only Shambhakaju, but all eight major lineage. But out of all eight major lineage, four were doing quite well. But other four were sort of in the brink of extinction, actually. So, not extinction by anybody, but natural. And then Jamgun Kongtrul Lodo Thaye have brought all of it together and put it in the Dangwanzu, the treasure of all the sacred instruction. And therefore, the Palpung Monastery became the seat of both Shambhakaju and Marpakaju, as well as somewhat the source of the lineage of all the eight major lineage because of Jamgun Kongtrul Lodo Thaye. And then Jamgun Kongtrul Lodo Thaye, together with Jamyan Chinsi Wangpo, Chukjur Desin Lingpa, and many others, then they put all together so that the five treasures which became the most precious renaissance for Vajrayana Buddhism of Tibet particularly, and Buddhism in general, and then I would say it is also for the entire humanity. And so that is how it continued. And then as the retreat master of both Shangpa and Naro Marpa, both Shangpa and Marpa lineage, then the His Eminence Chabje Kalu Rinpoche spread the lineage throughout the world. His disciple, such as late Boka Rinpoche, and also many other Kempos and Rinpoches and Lamas, both in east and west and south and north and central, you know, everywhere, then this lineage of Shampakaju and this lineage of Marpakaju has flourished due to tremendous effort and activity of Tepchi Khalu Rinpoche. Now his incarnation is doing 3 years retreat, and I absolutely believe that he will do the same and in the future. And then, of course, His Eminence Jamgon Kongtu Rinpoche. Now, for me, he represents the real definition of non-sectarian. Non-sectarian does not mean a new sect. You know, eight major lineage plus non-sectarian lineage, then becomes nine. And we are in more trouble, actually, because there's one more, one more. It is not like that. He have done everything to preserve everything in a most genuine way by receiving the transmission, putting it all together selflessly, and leaving it for all of us. If he haven't done all of this, you imagine all of these Shampakaju transmissions that you're going to receive, where are they? Who will have them? How do we know who have what? And how are we going to get them? Same thing with Nyingma, same thing with Kadam, same thing with all the others. And so he put it all together. It is great contribution, and I have tremendous hope and trust that our fourth Jamgon Kongtu Rinpoche will do the same, which is out of question as far as I'm concerned. And so this I wanted to let you know, because you know, all the rivers comes from the ocean. Because from the ocean, it goes into the earth. From the earth, it comes into the source, springs. From the spring, it flows down. So therefore, the source can never be ignored. Source can never be manipulated. You cannot say water just comes from the mountain, you know. If you go to the source of the water and dig down, you will reach all the way down, and then you have to dig sideways all the way to the ocean. It does not come from nowhere. Everything comes from somewhere. And therefore, we, as our history somehow, it is not a burden actually, it is a honor, but our history and the tremendous contribution by our masters. So this becomes a responsibility for us. So I hope, I hope all of you understand this, and this I understand very well. That's why I am responding to the request that I have received for transmitting all of these transmissions. It is not for anything else. It is to continue the contribution of my predecessors and predecessors of our lineage. So this is very genuine and very clear. You know, I think by now you all know me, and I have no interest for anything, and I am doing my best to be honest and clear as possible. And one thing on earth that I don't like to be is somebody who says one thing and do another thing. That is something that I don't like to be. I don't mean I managed that, but I am doing my best all the time. Therefore, you have to believe me, you have to remember me, that I am not enlightened. I mean it. Okay? I wish to be enlightened. I mean it. And some of you might become Buddha before I become Buddha. I mean it. And I might become Buddha before some of you become Buddha. That also I mean it. So if those of you who become Buddha before me, you will help me out. And those of you who become Buddha, those of you who still remain in samsara, when I become Buddha, I will help you out. And because we all connected with the karma here, and it is not a plaything, it is a real thing. So therefore, I'm very, very honored to represent this great lineage. And now we will start with the Shangpa transmission.